With last Sunday's sermon and text focused on James and John wanting positions of power and authority, they raised issues of what kind of kingdom Jesus would have. And as we know, because we've read ahead, we know because this many years later, we know how the story turns out, that Jesus' kingdom has no crown of gold, but a crown of thorns. No crown of honor, but a cross of shame. No obedience from one and all, but rejection and disgrace. No life of royal luxury, but a traitor's tomb. No spacious palace, but a borrowed tomb. It's with this future before him that Jesus hears the request of these two brothers and asks them, can you drink the cup that I drink? Can you face what I'm going to face? They did not know how it was going to end. This story follows on the direct tales of that. After they have been to Jerusalem and left there and traveled the 15 or so miles to Jericho, it is Jesus and his disciples coming to Jericho and then moving through the city like the pilgrims and others who gathered there. And as they are leaving Jericho on their way back to Jerusalem, many in the crowd have heard rumors about Jesus. Perhaps he is the long-desired Messiah, and perhaps his being there stimulates the people. Perhaps they'll hear some words of wisdom from his lips as he engages in controversy with his opponents. Perhaps they'll see a miracle. Perhaps they'll be blessed by him. Just about anything can happen when the Messiah comes to town. And so as Jesus is leaving Jericho in the midst of a rushing and seething crowd of pilgrims and locals, a voice is heard shouting from the roadside. That's the thunder button. Did it work? I thought that was rather impressive. I have a picture of an ideal pulpit that Debbie sent me, and one of the buttons over here on the right-hand side is a thunder button. That when I want to make my point, you press that button and boom, it happens. A blind beggar is on the side of the road. He calls out to Jesus. In his calling out to Jesus, perhaps his first call was not heard, so he raises his voice. Perhaps his second call was not heard, and so he goes to shouting, and louder he gets as he calls to get Jesus' attention. In the day in which he lived, he's a pathetic figure, because a sightless man is a useless man. It's only the work you can do that makes you useful and a part and a productive person participating in the culture. For this man, his only way to feed himself, to clothe himself, was to position himself at the roadside where many traveled by and to call out for those who would stop. For those who hear him calling out, they're telling him to be quiet. For those disciples who are a part of the Jesus following, it is they who are telling him, be quiet, don't bother the master. They try to silence him, but to no avail. He shouts even louder to demand attention and demand mercy. And when Jesus hears his voice, he says, bring him here. The blind man stands in front of Jesus. And to you and I, the question that Jesus asks Bartimaeus might seem obvious. When Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus could have said, give me a new pair of clothes. Give me lunch. Give me a comfortable bed to sleep in. But what Bartimaeus is driven to say is at the heart and core of who he is, help me to see. This blindness causes me all kinds of difficulty. Help me to see and help me to regain position within this society. He wants to see again. There is no fanfare. There is no dropping of to his knees that Jesus does. There is no prayer that we hear Jesus utter. He simply says to Bartimaeus, go. Your faith has made you well. In this situation, Jesus is a healer, doing what we would consider perhaps the impossible, helping the eyes that do not see, or maybe the nerves that take what the eyes do see but have a disconnection somewhere, so that at the back of the brain, where the brain deciphers what is being seen into pictures and images, whatever the cause of Bartimaeus' blindness, however it came about, suddenly he can see. For us, we need to turn to Jesus in our time of need, and whatever the need is. Notice how Jesus hears Bartimaeus through the rabble of the crowd, the ruckus noise. Bring him to me. It is Jesus listening to us pray, amid many voices praying, among many prayers being sent to heaven. Jesus says, I want to hear from this one. It's to encourage us in whatever blindness or whatever restricts us to bring it to our Lord, even if we think it's impossible to deal with. For us to be impacted by the healing of Bartimaeus' eyes, his ability now to see, it drives us to the point of realizing we can bring anything, even the impossible, to Jesus. He will listen and make a difference in our situation. But as well, it also shows us to not just bring it once, not just mention it once, but like that wonderful passage in Luke that says, ask and you shall receive. The verb there is keep asking. Ask and keep asking and you shall receive. Knock and keep knocking and the door will be opened. Seek and keep seeking and you shall find. The urge for us is like that passage to keep bringing it back to God. Keep saying, Lord, help me in this. Meet me here. Make the difference that I need in this situation. To even ask for the gift of sight, yes. And to ask believing and keep on asking that God will answer in one way or another, making a difference in our lives. Ask for sight. And I think you will find, like Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, that when Jesus says, bring him to me, he got up and went. And as we follow Jesus, that journey begins and continues the adventure that we are on in following Jesus, not knowing exactly where it will turn, what mountain we will climb together, what valley we will cross. But like Bartimaeus, get up and follow Jesus. So ask for sight and ask for insight that comes from true vision. Insight to see this world through new eyes. See situations from a new perspective. Where once it was impossible, remember those words from last week where Jesus said, nothing is impossible for God. That is echoed here. Ask for sight and the insight that comes from new eyes. Will you sing with me our beautiful hymn, sermon hymn of response, the Servant Song, from our songbooks, number 2222.